Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of February 2017, and this is the 334th Mol Out Loud podcast. It is an exquisitely beautiful evening. No wind, quite cool but sunny, and I really wanted to come out for a walk this evening. In fact, I thought I was going to do the loop today, but I think it'll just take too long, and I still want to do some writing tonight. Oh, excuse me, I don't know where that came from, that frog in my throat. So I've just walked up the tarmacked piece of road, up Poets Road, which is always a bit of a slog before I get to the actual bush, the reserve. But now I'm in it, and the light it's quite strong, but at a really oblique angle, so it's lighting up all the trees and the leaves. When I first came along here, I thought that, I didn't think. I could hear kookaburras, and actually I really wanted that to start the podcast, but I've got some lone bird chirping away. I'm not sure what it is. Ah, well, here we have. A kookaburra doing its thing for us. Thank you very much, kookaburra. It is always makes me laugh to hear kookaburras, and it's one of the things that if I'm away from Tasmania, I really miss the sound of kookaburras. Our crows that have a sort of sardonic laugh are just such parts of this landscape, and they really make one laugh at the human condition, which is necessary at the moment. I know yesterday was a mole day, but I have to say that for most of the day I was working on the synopsis, and for quite a bit of today too. So I'm slowly gathering things for Murmurs, but the synopsis has to be the priority at the moment. Sometimes I wonder whether I can actually manage both together. At the moment it feels fine, sort of doing one for a couple of hours and then doing the other for a couple of hours. I'll see how I go. I was going to say that's my plan for tomorrow, but actually I'm only going to have maybe 2 hours of writing time tomorrow. We have a double dose of ringing at the cathedral because it's the 200th anniversary of the foundation stone. So that's going to be all morning, and then in the afternoon I have my fortnightly cup of tea with my neighbour, and this has become a habit. Or a ritual, or a routine. All those don't sound quite positive enough. They're really lovely times that we have together. Just over the years, over the 25 years that we've lived next door to each other, we must have exchanged about, I don't know, several hundred notes. And she's a very interesting person to have next door. So that's where we touch base tomorrow. That's one of my main things on every second Sunday afternoon. And I'm also going to go for a little walk with another friend. After that, a small walk. And then, of course, my sister and I are doing our 20 minutes of finances, which is always much easier to do if you're with somebody else. And I think it's got us both moving a bit on that front. So it doesn't feel like a very relaxed weekend, really. And I don't think next week's not very relaxed either, but I'm feeling well and good, and I'm really finding my energy is increasing as I begin to sense this autumn in the air. These cooler nights, even though it's going to be 30 on Wednesday. Generally speaking, the nights are getting cooler, and evenings like now are really, really special. Particularly, I think now, just before we have the solstice, not the solstice, the equinox, the change in the clocks on equinox, when the evenings are shortened. I guess this time of day will get darker quite quickly, so it feels like a really good thing to make the most of these early evenings now. Although it's not usually a time that I can do this. This is usually the time, in fact, that I would be having a creativity session with Michael Nobbs. And generally speaking, at this time, it's my Europe time. And so I usually am spending time on Skype at this time of day. So it's quite nice to have this alternative to look forward to today when I'm missing the other. So that's why I'm managing to do this. I wonder what you've been doing these last couple of days, whether you've had some changes in your routine, like I've had this week. So kind of pleasurable changes. And whether you can get to see a little bit of nature, whatever state it's in at the moment. Or if you can't, that you do have flowers or greenery or something in your space. It makes such a difference to me. There's somebody coming up the hill, so I'm beginning to feel a little bit self-conscious about chatting. There's a little sidewalk that I do, a path that goes more or less parallel to this main slope. That's much easier to walk up, and hardly anybody knows about it. But then this next bit up to Pram Bend is the main path. You're quicker than me.
Sorry?
You're quicker than me. I can't quite stride up here as I used to. but I think she's so involved with music in her ears that I needn't have worried about being overheard. I'm so lucky to have this on my doorstep. I can't. I can't quite believe it, I think, is where I'm coming from. I've lived in a lot of different places, although obviously not for the last 20 years, and I really think this particular spot is with such good access to the city and the bush and the sea and the mountain is really, really lovely, and also fresh air too. So I'm really counting my blessings, and I hope I can send you some of the sense of what it's like here. I'm hoping to just, I'm nearly at the, not the top, which I'm not going to, but at the lookout, where you kind of just see over the water and can usually see yachts in the estuary. So I think when I get to that point, I'm going to take a photograph of the of what I can see from the lookout, and post it up with this podcast. And if I then go down my second quickest route, I'll be able to get home and upload it before the MailChimp comes and tries to snatch it away from me. That is a fantastic gum tree, really big, with a light on it at the moment that I'm looking at. I do hope that you have a good day today, if you haven't begun it yet, that you have a lovely Sunday too, that you've managed to find some way of enjoying some part of this day, and that you will over the next day or two. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.